This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People. Milt Powell grew up on the Canadian side of Saginaw Lake on what was once known as Powell's Bay. The Powell family can be traced back to the Saginaw area for over six generations.
Well, you know, it was tough but good. Everything you learned, it didn't go just in and out. It stuck. Even right down to the very little things that were taught. Mm-hmm. And Dad would sit down and take his time and tell you. But the next time he did the same thing wrong, then you got hell. Paying attention and listening to what's going on. My Uncle Bill, he raised all kinds of animals. And when I was a kid, my Uncle Bill caught two great horned owls. He called them Huey and Odini. Well, I was in the Navy then. I was going over to my grandfather's, about 3.5 mile portage. So I was about halfway across, and this thing landed on my head. Well, I took off on a run. I must have ran maybe a half a block. Well, anyway, I looked back and I see this big owl sitting on a limb, so I whistled at it. Landed right on my arm. Then he stayed with me all the way until I got to my grandpa's. I told my grandpa, I said, Gramps, I said, you know, I said, something damn, this thing just happened to me. He said, what's that? I said, an owl landed on my head. Oh, he said, that's the one Will tamed, he said. Did you take your hat? I said, no, I didn't have a hat. We had a beaver. We called it Annabelle. Whenever the weather started getting bad like today, it would be a little bit cloudy. And if it started to rain, he'd pick up anything around and go around the door, wherever it was leaking air, and try to stop that air from coming in. What he's doing. They do that when they got a dam and it starts to leak. They hear that leak and they want to stop it. So that's just what he'd do. anything we left on the floor, he'd jam in the corner.
Milt, do you have an Indian name? Were you given an Indian name?
Joe Nibanez.
And who gave you the name?
I think it was the old blind granny. The only thing I know is her Indian name was Shabagijiko. She was a daughter of one of the chiefs.
Chief Blackstone.
From where?
Lac La Croix. Well, Blackstone was on the American side and Lac La Croix is on the Canadian side.
Are you in touch with the part of your family, Lac La Croix?
Well, once in a while I'll see them. There was a whole bunch of them up in that area. They migrated on down to Net Lake. Okay. They're in Red Lake and Net Lake.
Life in the wilderness was full of important lessons.
Well, I had a long pole, and I was hitting them little sparrows and goldfinches with it. And she was not quite that blinded. She couldn't see, but she saw what I was doing. And I must have had four or five of them little birds knocked over. Now she told me she'd go clean him. And after I told the old blind woman and an Indian, I told her, I said, now what do you want me to do with him? She said, put a pot of water on the stove. Put the pot of water on the stove. Now what'll I do? She said, put them little birdies in there. I put them in there. Mom came home. I ate them. Not all of them, but I ate some of them. His little breasts are about that big. And mother had a word with me. We used to call her Grandma, Nokomis. Mother was mad. She told the old woman, she said, if you ever do that again? She said, well, she said, those kids have got to learn. not to kill for the sake of killing, but for food. You call it Otsoke.
Otsoke.
Mm,
telling stories.
Story, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what they would talk about is the animals. And she used to, how she kept a captive audience is when we all got ready to go to bed, she'd sit around and start telling the odds okay. But she said, the first one to go to sleep is the first one to die. She had us all wide awake until she was all done. Mother would just shake her head. Us kids not see her, we're just sitting listening to her. Nobody went to sleep.
No, I've heard that you could only tell stories about the animals in the winter.
Yep. In the summertime you're on your own, but at wintertime when it was cold and nasty out and the fire was going real good, that's when the old blind one would call you over. Come on now. No Ojibwe. That's my baby, Jean. He'd come over and sit and listen to her, and then she'd start out, it's okay. She'd talk about the walleye, northern, the trout, and the rabbit, and the lynx. We hear all kinds of stories.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.